Hey, good morning, everyone, and welcome to Reveal. My name is Marty. I'm one of the pastors here, and I'm glad that you're with us. Hey, if you're just tuning in with us and you're a guest, then do me a favor. Up in the upper right, there is a box that has that says Connect Card. If you wouldn't mind clicking on that, filling out some information, send it over to us. We would just like to recognize you as our guest. We're glad that you are here with us. I'm glad that you're here because today we start our Holy Week journey. Today is Palm Sunday, and it is the day that we remember the triumphal entry of Jesus into Jerusalem. Now, Friday of this week, we are going to have a Good Friday service online at 6:30 at revealonline.church. I hope you'll join us for that. And then on Sunday, we're doing a drive-in Easter service that will take place on Sunday, of course, at 8, 9:30, 11, and 12:30. Live worship, live speaking from the parking lot. We will broadcast it straight into your car radio. A shorter service to accommodate the children, but it will still give us an opportunity to gather together. All that we ask is that you stay in your car, right? Social distancing. But we are wanting to give an opportunity for us to gather and celebrate the resurrection of Jesus. So Sunday, you got four service times to check out, and there'll be a lot more information coming your way. Well, as we celebrate Palm Sunday, we're going to be reading scripture that is being read in churches around the world. In other words, our celebration travels beyond this online experience. We are joining with believers around the world, really followers of Jesus, past and present, who declare their faith in Jesus and place their hope in him as Savior and Lord. Let's look at Matthew 21 as we jump into our Palm Sunday celebration. As they approached Jerusalem and came from Bethphage on the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go to the village ahead of you, and at once you will find a donkey tied there with her colt by her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, say that the Lord needs them, and he will send them right away." The disciples went and did as Jesus instructed them. They brought the donkey and the colt and placed their cloak on them for Jesus to sit on. A very large crowd spread their cloaks on the ground, while others cut branches from trees and spread them on the road. The crowds that went ahead of him and those that followed him shouted, "Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest heavens." When Jesus entered Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred and asked, "Who is this?" And the crowds answered, "This is Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth in Galilee." I hope today you will join me in proclaiming, "Hosanna, save us, Jesus, rescue us in our time of need. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, peace in heaven and glory, glory in the highest." Pray with me today. It is right, Lord, for us to praise you, Almighty God, for the acts of love by which you have redeemed us through your Son, Jesus Christ. On this day, he entered into the holy city of Jerusalem in triumph and was proclaimed King of Kings by those who spread out their garments before him and branches of palm along his way. Let us remember his victory as we move into the Passion Week and forever hail him as our King and follow him in the way that leads to eternal life, we pray. Amen. Now, today's message is going to have a little bit of a different rhythm and a different flow to it, a different format, because as we begin the Holy Week celebration, I'm inviting you to not just be an observer, but to be a participant, to experience Jesus' journey to the cross. You are invited to participate, to partake in this solemn celebration in union with churches throughout the world as we prepare for the holiest of weeks. It is a journey of praise with joy on our lips. It is a journey of betrayal. It is a journey of death. It is a journey of cradling hope deep within our hearts as Christ enters his own city to complete his work as Savior, to suffer, to die, and then to rise again. So let us go together with him in faith and hope and love, so that united with him in his suffering, we may also share in his risen life. Enter the city of God with me today. Come into his courts with praise. Sing Hosanna to our King and open our hearts to the Son of God riding in on a donkey. I want us to see ourselves in his parade, surrounded by sinners and the brokenhearted and the disillusioned and the outcast and the marginalized and the prostitutes and the blind and the lame and the leper. Today, we walk in solidarity with the abandoned and the oppressed who cry out, Jesus, save us. We join in their shouts of joy for the coming Christ. We invite you to follow Jesus on his journey as he brings freedom and forgiveness and peace. This is his journey. Jesus welcomes the broken, heals the sick, feasts with castaways, is now riding triumphant toward the cross. Look at 9:51. When the days drew near, now this is it. When the days drew near, the time was close for him to be taken up. He set his face toward Jerusalem. The way of the cross, it will lead us through hatred and opposition and confusion and misunderstanding. It is a journey that leads us through the shadows of betrayal, through a brutal night of prayer at Gethsemane, and an afternoon of darkness of Golgotha. Hear the words of Jesus as he invites us to participate in his suffering. Then Jesus said to his disciples, hey, whoever wants to be my disciple must what? Must deny themselves and take up their cross. What does take up their cross mean? It literally means die to yourself. Jesus is inviting us to be a participant in his journey. For whoever wants to save their life will lose it, but whoever loses their life for me will find it. Jesus is on a journey. May we have grace to follow Christ and to give him our very lives. For in giving him our lives, we find them. And in dying, we live. I pray you enter in to the Holy Week, to the Passion Week. And just don't fall into Easter. Let's experience the journey to the cross. Our Lord is on a journey. Jesus is approaching the cross. Creation waits for his arrival. Hope can be heard coming in the distance. Hope is making a steady way toward you. Hope blooms in the throats of women, and it springs from the hearts of men, and it tumbles out of the mouths of children. Hope is stitched into the seams of the cloaks that were laid before him, etched into the palm branches that trace his path. Hope echoes in the breath of a willing colt. It clicks the clicks of the donkey's hoof against the stones. Hope is rising, and it cannot be silenced. Yes, there is something, and someone will try to drown it out, but the blessing cannot be turned back. Hope's voice cannot be silenced. Hope's voice cannot be hushed. The people cannot cease to sing his praise. Hosanna to the blessing who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna to the blessing that comes along the road and makes his way into our city and into our hearts. We cry, Hosanna. We cry, we shout from the depths of our hearts, Hosanna, save us, God. Save us from lukewarm faith and save us from callous indifference and save us from trivial hopes and petty dreams. Hosanna, save us. Save us from unquenchable greed and save us from lazy habits and faithless commitments and save us from soft-mindedness and hard-heartedness. Hosanna, we pray, save us. We cry from the depths of our hearts and the very pit of our souls, Hosanna, save us. Save us now. We sang it today. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna to the Son of God. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Eternal. Hosanna to the Messiah. Blessed be the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Hosanna to our great deliverer, we rejoice with our now and soon coming King. Hosanna to our advocate, our defender, and to our voice. Blessed is he who comes to the aid of the voiceless. Hosanna to our Savior, light of the world, our very bread, our very water, our very breath, our very life. Blessed is he who is our soul's sustenance. He rode in on a donkey. He empowered street urchins and sinners and the sick and the feeble-minded and the demon-possessed. Praises be, I love this, to the friend of sinners, Jesus, the friend of sinners. Praises be to the brother of the lowly. He's a friend like no other. Praises be to the father of the fatherless. Hosanna in the highest, they cried, and Hosanna in the highest, we cry. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Look at John 12, and Jesus found a young donkey and sat on it. Let that just sink in for a moment. He found a donkey and he sat on it. Hey, if you're the long-awaited deliverer, if you're the one who's going to vanquish oppression, the oppression of Rome, a donkey doesn't seem like quite the right animal to choose. And yet this is no military conquest. Jesus, Messiah, coming to break the oppression and dominion of the enemy, but the darkness was not Rome. The enemy was the grip that Satan had over the hearts and minds of humanity. And it's interesting to me that he rode in on a donkey, but Revelation 19 says that when he returns, he's coming back on a white horse with a sword. Now, whether or not you want to read that figuratively or literally, either way, it means that he's not coming back as a suffering servant. He's coming back as the ruling and the reigning king of all. But for now, he's coming on a donkey. Maybe it was a little one. Maybe his feet are dragging on the ground. What imagery is that? Feet skimming along the dirt. He allows himself to be arrested and beaten and crucified by the very men he created. Look at John 12. And Jesus found a young donkey and he sat on it. As it was written, "Fear not, daughter of Zion. Behold, your king is coming, sitting on a colt." Now understand, this prophecy is also going back some 500 years. Matter of fact, go to Zechariah 9:9. Look at, "Behold, your king is coming to you, righteous and having salvation. Is he humble and mounted on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey." This was written 500 years before Jesus. Look, if you're going to war, you're not riding in on a donkey. You're coming in on a majestic stallion to intimidate your opponent. But this was not a war that would be fought with club or with spear. This was a war that was fought with sacrifice. This is not a power move. It's a move of humility. Power comes 7 days later, the following Sunday. This was a sacrifice of love. Listen to the words in Psalm 24, reading it from the Voice. "City gates, open wide. Ancient doors, stand back, for the glorious king shall soon pass your way." Who is this glorious king? The eternal, who is powerful and mightily equipped for battle. "City gates, open wide, ancient doors, stand back, for the glorious king shall soon pass your way." Who is this king of glory? Who is this glorious king? The eternal commander of heaven's army. He is the glorious king. Who is this king? He is the son of the Most High. Who is this king? He was born in a stable. Kings came to his cradle. He was the child of Mary. He was the greatest among rulers, and he was the least among servants. He was loved and honored, and yet he was also despised and rejected. He was gentle and loving, and he was hated by many. He counseled perfection. He was a friend of sinners. He was a joyful companion. He was a man of sorrows. He said, "Rejoice." He said, "Repent." He said, "Love God with all your heart." He said, "Love others as you love yourself." He said, "Do not be anxious." He said, "Count the cost." He said, "Ask and receive." He said, "In death you will find life." He was Jesus of Nazareth. He is Christ the Lord. There's some imagery that I find interesting. In Mark 11, it says that he approached Jerusalem. He came to Bethphage and Bethany at the Mount of Olives. Now, at first glimpse, you think, well, Mark is just giving us some geographic information that means very little. But there's something interesting here, and I won't go too far into it. But as Jesus approached Jerusalem, he's approaching the holy city from Bethany, meaning he's coming from the east. Now, east of Jerusalem is the Mount of Olives, and on that eastern slope are Bethphage and Bethany, meaning Jesus is coming from the east. Now, just hold that thought as we continue. Ezekiel 10 chronicles the judgment of God because the temple had become corrupt. And the temple, it was the dwelling place of God's presence, right? And it became so corrupt that Ezekiel had this vision of the glory of God packing up and leaving the temple. And what's interesting is this is kind of strange, but the direction the glory of God went was out to the east. And Ezekiel said that the glory of God, the presence of God, it hovered over the Mount of Olives. Now, I find it interesting that the glory of God departed going east, and now the glory of God is coming back from the east. And he's passing through the gate that is on the east. It is his triumphal entrance. The glory of God is coming in the same way it went out. And do you know what the name of the eastern gate is? One of the names is the Gate of Mercy. It's beautiful imagery of mercy coming to us. Zechariah 9:9, rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion, shout aloud, O daughter of Jerusalem, behold, your king is coming to you, righteous and having salvation is he, humble and mounted on a donkey and a colt, the foal of a donkey. Jesus is the reestablished link between heaven and earth. And where does Jesus go? After his entrance, he goes right to the temple. And what does he find? He finds corruption. And he is enraged. Money changers buying and selling. Salesmen have turned the sanctuary of worship into a place of spiritual prostitution. And Jesus pops, right? Who is this bursting beyond the doors of our temple, overturning our tables where our soul salvation is bought, sold, and traded? Scattering sacred silver and gold on the ground, freeing the sacrificial doves from their gilded cages. Listen, they beat their wings. They rise to the song of Hosanna. This is Jesus of Galilee, the Son of God, who comes to cleanse the great temple, to restore its disrupted chambers, to reclaim the house of holy prayer. Now let us open our hearts, the doors of our heart, even wider, and may the temple within us be made pure. Allow him to drive out anything that is displeasing, anything corrupt. May he have access to our inner chambers, and may there be no part within us that is off limits to his work of holiness. In slow motion, God moves. Coins crash as the reign of God breaks in, for everything up to this moment had just been an introduction. This is real. Tables toppling, money flashing, doves flapping, Savior spitting, a Redeemer shouting, the glory in the presence of God standing center stage. Matthew 21, let's read it again. They brought the donkey and the colt and placed their cloak on them for Jesus to sit on. And a very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road, while others cut branches from trees, palm branches that signified a triumph, and spread them on the road. And the crowds that went ahead of him and those that followed behind him, they shouted, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest heaven. When Jesus entered Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred and asked, who is this? And the crowd said, this is Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth of Galilee. How does a king enter a city? On an Arabian horse, on a chariot, with a war machine? No, Jesus comes on a donkey with no army, just 12 ragtag ordinary individuals, one of them who would soon betray him. Listen, as the Passion Week unfolds, don't fall into Easter. Would you spend some time to experience it, maybe fresh and anew? Let us see how this new King Jesus fights. For he allows the powers and evil and hatred and sin and the chaos of this world to overwhelm him, and then he swallows them up in an ocean of forgiveness and mercy. Why wouldn't you want to follow someone like that? Jesus conquers his enemy. Jesus conquers our enemy to declare that he is not just the king of Jerusalem. He's not just the king of Rome. He is the king of all kings. He is the king of everything, the king of all creation. That is the journey. That is the Jesus that you follow on his journey to the cross. And then we'll close with Revelation 7. It's John's vision. After I looked, And there before me was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, from every tribe, people, and language, standing before the throne and before the Lamb. And they were wearing white robes, and here it is again, and they were holding palm branches to come full circle in their hands, and they cried out with a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to our God, who sits on the throne, and to the Lamb." And all the angels were standing around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures, and they fell on their faces before the throne, and they worshiped God, saying, "Amen, praise and glory and wisdom and thanks and honor and power and strength to be to our God forever and ever." Do you see it? This is his journey. And for now, we see him riding in on a donkey. Would you close with this litany? I'll read my part. I know it will be a little odd, but you say your part wherever you are. "Today, Lord, we have cheered you on as our champion and hailed you as our hero. Please read, forgive us tomorrow when our enthusiasm wanes. Today, we have entrusted you to rescue us from our circumstances. Today, we have made you the centerpiece of our very existence. Today, we have called out to you loudly by name. Today, we have stared at you with eyes filled with wonder and awe. Today, we have expressed our unsuppressed hopefulness in the future you have in store for us. Today, we have been boldly certain of the ways that you will redeem us. Reveal, I want to invite you on Friday to our Good Friday service at 6:30, reveal.online.church. Be about 30, 40 minutes. I encourage you to invite as many people as you can. I'm trying to build something leading to Easter, and I want you to participate with us. Lord, help us see the journey. Help us see you clearly. Help us experience the journey, that the resurrection would take on new life and new meaning and new hope and new power within each of us. Resurrect us is our prayer. In the great name of Jesus, our risen Savior, amen. Reveal, watch for the upcoming advertisements for Easter. We'll remind you about the Good Friday service as well. As always, if you need anything, our staff is here for us. God bless you. We'll see you on Friday.